Opening the Windows of Heaven by President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. As a boy, I learned a great lesson of faith and sacrifice as I worked on my grandfather's farm during the terrible economic depression of the 1930s. The taxes on the farm were unpaid, and grandfather, like so many, had no money. There was a drought in the land, and some cows and horses were dying for lack of grass and hay. One day, when we were harvesting what little hay there was in the field, grandfather told us to take the wagon to the corner of the field where the best stand of hay was, fill the wagon as full as we could, and take it to the tithing yard as payment of his tithing. I wondered how grandfather could use the hay to pay tithing when some of the cows that we were depending upon to sustain us might starve. I even questioned if the Lord expected that much sacrifice. Ultimately, I marveled at his great faith that somehow the Lord would provide. The legacy of faith he passed on to his posterity was far greater than money, because he established in the minds of his children and grandchildren that he loved the Lord and his holy work more than earthly things. Grandfather never became wealthy, but he died at peace with the Lord and with himself. In primary, I memorized this poem. What is tithing? I will tell you every time. 10 cents from a dollar and a penny from a dime. This principle is fundamental to the personal happiness of church members worldwide, both rich and poor. Tithing is a principle of sacrifice and a key to opening the windows of heaven. The ultimate offering that was offered by the Savior himself in giving his very life. It causes each of us to wonder, how many drops of blood were shed for me? I witness that Jesus is the Christ, the healer of our souls, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. Note, adapted from an October 1998 General Conference Address, Ensign, November 1998, pages 54 through 60. End of note. End of the article, Opening the Windows of Heaven. FHE.